Ooh, the hotline's ringing. Mix 106.5, hello?
Yeah, this is Priestley.
This is Priestley. Is this Zachary?
This is Zachary. What's happening, man?
Hey, Zach, not much. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I just finished up here at the gym, and now I'm calling you.
Oh, my God. He's already buff and ripped and looking like Shazam, and it doesn't even come out until April. Man.
Well, I'm certainly trying, brother.
We are excited. First off, we're excited for the new film, Shazam. Absolutely. We're super stoked, though, you're coming to Baltimore this week.
Yes. It'll be my first time in Baltimore and first time at Baltimore Comic Con, and I'm super jazzed about it.
Oh, my goodness. We are super jazzed, dude. By the way, my Mix 106.5 friends here, Baltimore Comic Con star and star of many other brands you may have heard of, like Chuck, formerly on NBC, also joining the cast of The Marvelous Miss Maisel. Congratulations.
Thanks, man. Yeah, dude, that was a real treat. I mean, I was in Toronto shooting Shazam, and my team of incredible representation called and said, hey, you know, we've got an offer for you to do The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. And I was already a fan of the show, and I just think it's such a delightful group of people. I mean, the writing, the directing, the acting, the crew, it's all just really lovely, and they make such a great product. And as is, you know, has been witnessed now in their sweeping of the Emmys, like,
yes.
I'm just so proud of those guys, and I'm just so stoked to be a part of the journey.
Well, it's going to be amazing. Can't wait to see you on Amazon. Is there any difference between, you know, for us geeks here, like working on a streaming service as opposed to the network shows? Is there, do you feel a difference?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the streaming services are obviously kind of a newer world, and I think that, you know, for the most part, they've allowed the showrunners, producers, writers, directors, actors of their content to kind of be left to their own devices, if you will. Like, you know, they kind of, from an executive standpoint, they allow the creatives to create, and that can be a really beautiful thing.
True.
And also, you know, like the episode orders are always much less on network television. You know, a full season, like when we would do a full season of Chuck, that's 22 episodes.
Right.
And that's just unheard of on Netflix and Amazon. You know, they'll do, you know, 12, maybe tops.
So it's a little more manageable.
They're taking a cool page out of, like, the BBC, you know, over in England.
Yes.
Seasons of shows for, like, 4 episodes sometimes, or 6 episodes. And I think that can be a really cool way to do television.
I completely agree. And the quality, in my opinion, it's actually better.
Yeah. in some respects, and sometimes it most definitely is, yeah.
It totally is. Well, hey, again, if you're just joining us, Zach Levi with us right here, going to be Baltimore Comic Con, actually Saturday and Sunday. I'll be broadcasting my show live on Friday, so unfortunately we're just going to miss each other, but you got to come on out and you got to catch up with Zach. So we're talking about the past, Chuck. You also, people may recognize you from Tangled. You've taken on this little character, Flynn Rider.
Yeah, man. I mean, I was a total Diz nerd as a kid. Like, I mean, I grew up in Southern California, and we used to go to Disneyland all the time, and we watched all Disney, everything.
Goosebumps. I love that.
I had two, you know, I have two sisters, so I watched every princess movie and loved all of them, and I always dreamt about being in a Disney animated musical, and then I got to do it, and I got to be one of the coolest characters I think that's ever been made. You know, Flynn Rider, Eugene Fitzherbert, is he's a scoundrel and a scallywag and a scruffy-looking nerf herder, and you know, and he but he's got a, you know, great heart.
I was going to say,
you know,
and a hero.
Yeah. And as a hero, bro. And he's in a bona fide, you know, Disney prince. It's pretty slick.
It is super slick. And I was talking to my producer, Nate. He is by far, talk about Disney nerds. He is an elite one. Loves you, loves the character. And he's like, you know what? We got to give props to Zach because you voiced everything Flynn Rider still, don't you?
Yeah. I mean, basically every time there's a video game or a commercial, or not really commercials, but you know,
right,
like
Kingdom Hearts story is coming out.
I don't know. I can neither confirm nor deny that. I don't know.
Huh, that's the new video game. I'm not okay. So you're not sure about that one, but the show Tangled, yeah. Ever After.
Oh yeah, definitely Tangled. Yeah, Tangled Ever After, which was the short, and then the series it's on right now, Tangled series, which is now I think called Rapunzel's Tangled Adventure or something.
Right. We're getting all lost in the hair.
Yeah.
But yes, yeah. There's a lot of Tangled and a lot of Flynn, and you do almost all of it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything they let me do, I try to jump at, because, you know, I don't know. Like, as a kid, like, I remember growing up and watching some some of the cartoon shows that were based on the movies, and it was always a different voice. And I remember thinking, what happened there? Like, you know, I want the same voice. That's what I, you know, part of why you love the movie. And as long as I've got the time and we can schedule it, I'm always happy to get into a studio and, you know,
that's so
keep the character going.
So be honest, at home, do you have any Flynn Rider talking toys?
I don't. I don't know that there are any Flynn Rider. I mean, there's little like Leapfrog games and stuff, but I don't know that there's any like toy that you pull a string and Flynn Rider starts saying things.
Well, we're going to start making a petition to get a talking Flynn Rider doll featuring your voice.
Fantastic. I think the first petition needs to be just for Funko to make me a frickin' pop.
I like that.
There's a Rapunzel pop, and there's a Maximus the horse, but there's no Flynn Rider, and I just don't understand why.
Come on, Funko. Let's get it going. We need Flynn Rider pop for sure.
That's right, we do.
I think there's going to be a lot of pop figures, too, all over the Baltimore Comic-Con floor. So, again, if you didn't know, my man Zachary Levi is going to be in town Saturday and Sunday this week. Make sure you're there. You could talk about Tangled. You could talk about Chuck. You could talk about Shazam. Can we talk about Shazam?
Sure, yeah. What do you want to know? I don't know what I can answer.
What was it like working on this kind of major superhero film and yet maintaining the boy inside? Because you're a boy who becomes this superhero, correct?
Yeah. Basically, the premise is like the movie Big meets Superman. It's a 14-year-old boy who's granted this magic power to say the word Shazam and then become a superhero, awesome. And that's me. But I'm still, you know, I'm still 14 inside.
Yes.
And, you know, that was a total dream come true. I didn't realize that this was my dream superhero job until I was auditioning for it and got it. And I was like, oh, my God, yeah, of course, because I'm a total man-child. And I don't want to grow up. And I don't want to grow up. And so it was really fun to just be able to, you know, jump into that. It's also a little difficult, too, because I found myself, you know, analyzing the role and thinking about it and then overthinking it. And I was like, well, if I was 14, I wouldn't be thinking about this at all. So I need to stop overthinking this and just, which is, you know, kind of what you do when you're a preteen and a teenager, you just a lot of emotion. And so I just kind of allowed myself to have fun. And you know, we had such an awesome group of people to work with. And, you know, it's gnarly. I mean, the super suit is like super tight and requires assistance getting in and out of.
Really?
If you have to go use the bathroom. But it was also like super cold. We shot in Toronto in the middle of winter outside most of the time at night. So that was a little gnarly. But all of that was, those are small prices to pay to be a superhero. And I was super grateful that I got to be that.
In the DC universe. Love, because I just actually rewatched the trailer, getting psyched to talk to you. And I like the little Easter eggs, the references to Superman, Batman. Will there be many of those?
I mean, it's the art department, the director, the writer, the producers, everybody tried to layer in as much of the DC universe as possible.
Sweet.
Because it all takes place in the same universe, but it's still a very different storyline, you know. But we're kind of the most, I don't know, of all the DC movies, I feel like we're the most aware of itself. We're the most aware of all those other characters. We get to be because we're made after a lot of those movies. So we can, you know, we can reference them and we can kind of nod to them. And they all really exist. Like, you know, Justice League really happened in the world in our movie. You know,
cool.
They saved the world together. So we can kind of talk about those things.
It looks like it's going to be so much fun. Having you on the phone has been so much fun, brother. I appreciate the time. Straight out the gym. Shazam right here getting ready for Baltimore. Comic-Con. By the way, Zach, I have to tell you, I geeked out, I did my homework, and I came across a little fact that you're celebrating your birthday with us.
I am, yeah, on September 29th, on Saturday. I'm going to be turning 38, the big 38.
Well, dude, happy birthday on Saturday. Baltimore, you better lay out the red carpet for my brother, Zachary Levi. He deserves it. Here's the deal. BaltimoreComicCon.com. You can get your tickets and info there. However, tickets are only available online until Thursday. After that, available at the door Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I got to say, Zach, it has been a real pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you so much, Priestley. I really appreciate your time. And to everybody in the Baltimore area, I really hope you swing by. I'll be at my booth a lot of the time during the weekend. And I'm there to come and, you know, get some autographs or take some selfies or have a little meet and greet or whatever. I'm just always stoked to meet excellent people and tell you thank you for supporting me. So
the greatest.
Thank you for having me on, Priestley. I appreciate it.
Absolutely the greatest. You know what? I'm going to try and make my way by the booth, maybe snap a selfie as well with you, okay?
Do it, brother.
Do it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Zachary Levi. Dude, thank you so much.
My pleasure, brother. You have a great day.